And there we have it. We also give thanks to the many individuals who give so much of their time, equipment, technical skills, and love to make all of this possible. This radio world in Southern Oregon is a happening place. Thanks to all of you. I just can't thank you enough. And the party yesterday was really great. My comments are, it was cold and windy. It didn't rain. We had good food, played a little music, and just saw the faces behind the voices. And so I'm sorry for those of you who couldn't make it. And hopefully this fall you can make it again. So you all stay safe and stay well out there, okay? That's my wishes for you. And may all good things come to you. This concludes the hour on Emergency Communications Net. Stand by. This is Kimber, WRKV487, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8.02 p.m. local time. And I'll be standing by for any questions or discussions for a little while. So I'll be here. And I do actually, I have a little bit of trivia for those of you who are still listening. I'm going to go ahead and read that. Stand by. Let me go to that little part. I kind of like to throw this in there because I think it's something fun. And I know that Wes327, he used to have his Not a Net trivia night, which is a fun place to be. And in keeping that kind of traditional feeling, here's my trivia. Besides Mars, what surname represents the other M in the name of popular chocolate candy M&Ms? The answer is Murray. So it's Mars and Murray. That's M&Ms candies. And here's a little ditty behind it. Production began in 1941 in a factory in Newark, New Jersey. When the company was founded, it was M&M Limited. The two M's represent the names of Forrest E. Mars Sr., the son of Mars Company founder Franklin Clarence Mars, and Bruce Murray, the son of the Hershey Chocolates president, William F. R. Murray, who had a 20% share in the product. The arrangement allowed the candies to be made with Hershey's chocolate, as Hershey had control of the ration chocolate at the time. The sugar coating made it possible to carry chocolate in warm climates without it melting. The company's first big customer was the U.S. Army, which saw the invention as a way to allow soldiers to carry chocolate in tropical climates without melting. Hey, that's pretty cool, right? Okay, with that being said, there's your trivia. Once again, this is WRKV487 Kimber, Net Control, along with Ron for the Amron Net, which is now closed. Repeater is back to normal GMRS operations, but we'll be here for any questions anybody has about radio, anything, radio, GMRS, Amron, etc. We're here. So just reach out, ask your questions. I'll be clearing out in about 10 minutes. Thanks. Stand by.